Welcome to PCMC. I'm Mike Bongiorno. I'm here with my paisan, Bill Gagliardi.
Hey, skidjadeech.
Oh, doki doki. Do you know what doki doki means?
It's like a thump thump, right? Yes. It's an onomatopoeia for just a beating heart.
Yes, yes.
And I looked that up yesterday.
Me too. Because I was like, does this have any... Because I know that the original Mario Part 2 was Doki Doki Panic.
Yes.
In Japan. So I was like, what's the connection here?
I always thought that it was just a Japanese slang word or something, like, because I heard a couple of times there's like some other like Doki Doki things in like some type of franchise.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's a heartbeat, apparently.
It's heartbeat panic. It's great excitement. What a weird name for that game, because it's a very chill game. There are birds shooting eggs out of their mouth vaginas at you.
Mice throwing bombs.
Actually, no, I completely take that back. When you're inside the vase and you have to get the key, and then the fucking face starts
those
following
phantoms,
you.
Yeah.
That's some Doki Doki Panic.
That's a panic right
I still
there.
Wake up in the middle of the night in cold sweats over that.
I just don't understand. Well, I mean, I know that it was, okay, Super Mario Brothers 2, the real Super Mario Brothers 2, right, which was exactly like Super Mario Bros. 1, is way too hard for the United States.
Yeah.
So we're just going to take this other game that has nothing to do with Mario, won't have anything to do with Mario
right
at all. We're going to put that skin on it, and yeah, that's the new Mario,
I
too.
I think in the... Well, it's definitely an outlier, but I think in the early days of development, they were thinking about it being a Mario game, and then it ended up not being a Mario game, but things from it, like, persisted. Like, that was the game where Luigi got his jump, his stutter jump.
Yes.
Which has persisted.
Yes.
Peach... The kind of way that she kind of floats comes from that.
Yes.
I mean, it must have been exciting to you know, you also didn't have the internet then. So it must have been exciting to get Mario 2, put it in. It's like, oh, I can play as anybody now? I can be the princess?
Yeah.
This is women's liberation.
There it is. That's that's the new, like, what, sixth wave feminism right there.
Yeah, sixth wave. So what we're talking about today is the original Super Mario Brothers movie.
Starring Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo.
No.
Wait,
no,
what?
No. Even earlier than that.
No.
This is the first Mario Brothers animated film called Super Mario Brothers, The Great Mission to Rescue Princess Peach from 1986.
Now, Mike, you know what else it is?
What?
Because it was released simultaneously with another video game adaptation. I forget the name of it, but this was the first video game adaptation movie.
Wow.
Air quotes movie, but...
Well, it was theatrically released.
Yes.
But the air quotes is that it's an hour long. And by the way, they're sweating and struggling to get to that hour mark. They're like, can we put in another montage?
So many montages.
And so much important stuff happens during the montages that it's like, hey, we could have seen some of this. I've done an episode of PCMC with Vin on the 1993 film, which, you know, growing up for me, that was a Super Mario Brothers movie. I'd never seen this.
No, because this was in hiding for years. I mean, it was never released in the States.
And now somebody made like a beautiful 4K version of it and put it on YouTube. And also, now, I don't know, IMDb can be treacherous when it comes to trusting them.
Yes.
Especially because any old schmo can write the trivia. But supposedly, it was never dubbed in English. So, the weird English dub that you find on YouTube, I think that's like just a dude. Like, I think that's just a dude and his girlfriend.
Yes.
Because it's weird as hell.
It's very, very weird. The timing is all off.
There's two princesses.
Yes.
There's clearly two different women doing the princess.
And also maybe Bowser too?
Well, yeah, Bowser forgets. Sometimes Bowser's just a dude, and then sometimes he's like, ah, Bowser. And it's like he like forgets that he's trying to do something.
Peach, sweetie.
Yeah, he's so creepy. And then also in the English dub that you can find on YouTube, they dub all the songs.
Yes, they're like karaoke versions of the songs.
Yeah.
And that's why I am so happy that you watched the English dub version of it. Because you originally...
I watched both. I watched the original just to get the purity of the art.
Yes.
And then the dub is wild.
Yes.
Wild times.
Well, I was about to watch the Japanese version of it. And very fitting, an Italian friend of mine who worked in Japan.
Yeah.
So who was fluent in Japanese.
Yes.
he watched like 5 minutes of it. He's like, this is terrible voice acting.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, you know, I'm not even going to waste my time. I'm going to go with the English dub. And boy, what a treat it was.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. As much as pop culture literate as I am, I can't watch like, live action movie, but like, I would never be able to make that choice. Like, make that assertion that your friend made. Like, listening to the original Japanese, I would never be able to go, oh, that's good acting or not.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just, I would not have that ability.
No.
I'm just reading the words and I'm hearing sound.
No.
And that's it. So it's so funny that he was like, yeah, this is bad. Well, so then they've kept a tradition up of being bad voice acting.
Yes.
They just brought it to the States.
It just seemed like such a, like, I mean, we'll get into the accolades that this movie deserves, but like, you know, just at face value, you know, you go in as a Mario fan or just like a fan of animation or whatever. Like, you go in and you're like, this seems like a really shitty rush job. Like, no wonder why this was in hiding. But when you peel back the onion, boy, mamma mia.
I'll say right out of the gate, I like this a lot.
Best Mario movie ever. And you know what? If you release this after the new one comes out, I stand by it.
Well, all right. Well, that's a good sidetrack we could go on. Yeah. What are your expectations for the new one?
Oh, I have theories. I'm very excited for it. There was the 3-minute clip of him just going to the Mushroom Kingdom, and it went through the sports theme, the original overworld theme. You had the bomb on Battlefield, like all playing in the background, and they were all just not sports theme, athletic theme. It was from Super Mario World, but like they all just like segued into each other. You saw all these Easter eggs, and I'm like, this works.
Yeah.
And, you know, despite like all the hatred from the voice acting or whatever, I am very, very excited for that movie.
I am too. I agree. Like, that clip was great. I mean, and it, you recognize it all. It was, I had to watch a breakdown of it to be like, oh, that's the theme from 64 in the beginning when you're playing with his face.
Yes.
Or that, so like, but it's all familiar to you and it's weaving in and out. And, you pointed out to me that they go past an antique shop and you see like the hammer from Donkey Kong in there. Yes. And it just seems very, very rich. And, unlike the 1993 movie where like there was very little respect for the franchise.
Yeah.
Like this clearly is coming out of a place of like, oh, this is like a big franchise, right? This has got to do well internationally, not just here.
Yes.
And, you know, there's been a world of games between 1993 and now. So like there's plenty of stuff to pull from. So it seems like respectful in a way. Mm. I'm just, I mean, look, I like everyone, like every red-blooded American, I don't love Chris Pratt. But, you know,
who's
you
the
know,
reddest, bloodiest American?
Yeah, you bet he is. You bet he is.
But, yeah, the new movie does seem like a sum of all, and I mean all of its parts, because you do have the Mario Kart, you do have the Smash Brothers homage, like, which seems exciting. It doesn't seem like it's forced in. Like, it seems like it does make sense to the plot.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you have such a palette of so much stuff, it's not like one of these things where you have to work to put the fan service in it, where you're like, oh, we could do that. Like, there's so much shit. You know what I mean? Like, you've got a scene where they're going to fight. Like, okay, what do we do? We've got, you know, 40, 50 years of stuff to pull from. What do we make it look like? Oh, let's make it look like Smash Brothers. Oh, yeah, but let's also make it look like the original level of Donkey Kong. Right. Oh, yeah. Like, brilliant shit like that. It's like, it's literally like a palette you're pulling from.
And you're getting like a whole crew of people who have grown up with the material. So
which I think is a difference.
And also, like, I feel like in production, this is where Nintendo turned around and was like, okay, we have to make our own movie studio because this is actually working. You know, we could actually have involvement in this and it could stay true to the source. Which, now I'm going back to the great Mission to Rescue Princess Peach.
You bet.
You had one game. Left to right side scroller, and you know what? It stayed extremely true.
You had one game, and actually, 86 is when this came out. So this is the same year the original 2 came out, which we call Lost Levels.
Yes.
So you're right. All you had was you had Super Mario Brothers, you had the Mario Brothers arcade game, and then you had Donkey Kong, and that's all you had.
Yes.
What's fascinating to me though is the things from this movie that they put in the other games.
Yes, a bunch of stuff.
Like the way he defeats Bowser is the Mario standard 64, way, yeah. Right, it's the standard way you defeat Bowser now. You get him on his ass, you pick up his tail, and you fucking swing him around.
Let's just go down the list. You have that. You have the airship.
Yes.
You have the Cheep exploding. You get that at the end of Mario Kart 64.
Yes, yes.
You have there's so much in there. Let's talk about Luigi's color palette.
Yeah.
And let's talk about Luigi's whole personality.
Luigi's a scumbag in this
Luigi's
version.
Luigi's a scumbag, and he's purple and yellow.
Oh.
Luigi's, that's the proto-Wario.
That's very interesting.
That's if Wario was actually friends with Mario.
That's a very...
And skinny. You know,
that's a point I did not think about. That's a very interesting point.
Yeah.
See, And remember, I'm Italian. I was like, oh, this is a typical fucking Italian. He's a piece of he's a piece of shit. All he cares about is money. It is funny because I don't know. When I was a kid, I grew up with the American Super Mario Brothers Super Show, that cartoon,
right,
which had the Captain Lou Albano live action wraparounds.
Yeah, you do drugs, you go to hell, and then you die.
Then you die. You go to hell before you die, which is the worst way to go to hell. There was a sequel to the animated part that was Mario World. It was like the same voice, basically the same stuff, but they added Yoshi into it.
Yes.
So I was a big fan of all of that. And this is so different from that. The version of Luigi that's in our heads now, I think, comes from that cartoon.
Yes, he's a little bit more like cowardice. He's like, you know, like a little like fretful.
He's the second banana, and he totally knows it.
Yes.
Right. I mean, look, his big thing is Luigi's Mansion. That's his franchise. Right. And it's I'm scared.
Yes.
I'm not doing good without.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Look, in the new movie, he's Charlie Day, who's he has the voice of a scared cat.
Mm-hmm.
And this, he's like, Mario.
He's like, I'm just in it for the money, baby.
I'm in it for the fucking money.
You look at The Adventures of Super Mario Brothers 3, which was the first cartoon in the Super Mario world.
Yeah.
This movie, again, which like people considered a throwaway, like let's tuck that under the rugs, is not only what a lot of the later games took over, but like the character designs. Not so much for Mario and Luigi, but like that's how we see Princess Peach. Also, they're calling her Peach.
Right.
Which we didn't do until 1996.
Right. And was this the beginning of calling her Peach?
Yeah.
Because she's not called Peach in the game. Princess she's Toadstool. Just the princess.
Yeah. The princess, Princess Toadstool, and...
Well, in the American cartoon, she was always just Princess Toadstool.
Yes.
And with the red hair.
Yes. But also look at Bowser. Bowser was how we know Bowser now. Like, I mean, like, he's like a little bit more bulbous and stuff, but like, you look at those cartoons from like the Super Show, he's like completely green.
Yeah, in the American... Yeah, in the American cartoon, he's green and he's very like lizard-like.
Yes.
And he's sort of like, he's just a dick. Yeah. Whereas in this and in a lot of the subsequent games, he is sexually obsessed with Princess Peach. And he is big. Like I found one of the things I found really interesting about this movie is the scale of a lot of things.
Yes. Yeah.
Like they made Bowser very big, especially like compared to Peach, which is just so frightening to think that he wants her because he would tear her apart on their wedding night.
Well, oh God.
She would die instantly.
And that's the other thing too, like the obsession with marriage. It's not like a thing of like conquering the Mushroom Kingdom or anything. He wants to marry Princess Toadstool, which was a thing in Super Mario Odyssey. And like, I'm playing Super Mario Odyssey, I'm like, why?
Right.
And it's like, oh, okay, so back in 1986, this was the thing.
Right, right.
Things that they got accurate. If you read the instruction manual to the first Mario Brothers, they say that King Koopa has turned all of the inhabitants of Mushroom Kingdom into bricks and bushes.
Wow.
And that's what that like pile of hair that's clogged in the drain tells Mario. Yeah, yeah. Like with that Gandalf character. Like that just came and went.
Yeah, the wizard is very weird. The places where it like diverges, where it's like, here's a wizard, or Toad is a girl.
Yes.
Like a cute, like very like Sanrio looking girl. Or the dog.
Well, that dog, I mean, like, that's like the wiggler worm.
It looks like the caterpillar.
Yes.
From Mario World. The one where it goes slow and then you jump on it and it turns red because it's mad and then it goes fast.
Yes.
Because it's just a series of balls.
Yes.
But yes, it looks like that, but there isn't, that dog's not in anything.
No.
And then he turns out to be a page boy.
little Lord Fauntleroy. Little
Prince. Which, by the way, we'll get to it, I guess, when we talk about the plot, but what a bummer ending, man.
Yeah, you think Mario did it. He's saved the day. He's going to get the girl, and then,
he wants to marry her, too.
Yeah, everybody wants to marry Princess Peach.
I mean, she's lovely.
Yeah, wonderful woman.
Yeah. So let's give her some credits where credits are due. This is directed by Matsumi Hata. The screenplay is by Hideo Takayashi. The characters, of course, are by Shigeru Miyamoto. And what they say, this credit original character is by Takashi Tezuka. I guess that's the fucking wizard. So yes, this is the first adaptation of Super Mario Brothers. Now, I did say before that I said asterisk. There was an American cartoon called Saturday Morning Super Kid that had, it was like, it had Q-Bert, it had Donkey Kong, it had Frogger. And in the Donkey Kong ones, there was a Mario. And he was called Mario, and he basically had the costume, but he was more of a bad guy. And he's not, you would recognize his costume, but you wouldn't recognize him as like, that's Mario.
Was he... I think I remember the design of this. It was very much like the old Donkey Kong artwork where he kind of had like a more like a Dick Dastardly type of mustache
and thinner.
Like a butchin.
Yeah.
Well, actually, in the old story of Donkey Kong, you are his Donkey Kong's keeper, but you also like beat, like you were cruel to him.
Right.
So like, yeah, he like Mario was a villain. He was a dick.
Right, right. I would say this is really the first animated Mario thing. And yeah, like you said, it's the first Mario movie. I mean, it's 86, so they're jumping right on the fever. And they're not above putting in direct product placement.
Multiple times.
Yeah, to the Mario ramen that was a real thing.
Yes.
And what they call Mario sprinkles, which is not what we in America call sprinkles.
But like it's like rice seasoning or something?
Yeah, it's rice seasoning.
Yeah.
But we call sprinkles sweet things that we put on ice cream. He was like, I love sprinkles. And it's like, hey, by the way, the sprinkles part comes out of nowhere.
Because you're in a climax, final fight, and it's like, wait 1 second, hold on.
We got to sell these sprinkles.
Got to make them bucks.
Yeah.
You mentioned something about the arcade show. Just another thing of what this laid the groundwork for. One of the opening scenes, he gets sucked into the TV.
Yes.
And this was very much like the show Captain and the Game Master.
Yes, yes.
Which was another one where it was just like all of the current big shot video game characters, which was multiple platforms too. Like you had Nintendo, you had Capcom, you had Konami.
Yeah.
Because it was Mega Man, Simon Belmont, Kid Icarus.
Yeah, yeah.
An anthropomorphic Game Boy.
Right, but right.
Has this come from that? Like, just the idea of getting sucked into a video game. But,
right, right, right. No, that's really interesting. Another piece of trivia, which this is from IMDb, but I think it's true, that this is the first time Luigi is depicted as taller and thinner.
Yes.
Rather than just a copy of Mario.
Yes.
Although in this film, they refer to them as twins.
Yes.
Which I don't think they are in other versions, are they?
Everywhere else, Luigi is the younger brother.
Right.
Taller, but younger.
Right. He's yeah.
Is Anthony taller than you?
Yes, he is. He's
little brother? Young brothers taller. Are always taller.
Yes. I mean, the age difference between Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo is huge.
Yeah.
And they're also...
He could be his dad.
Right, right. He could be his dad.
I think they say that in the 93 movie, right? He was more of a father figure to him.
Yeah.
Because he actually was.
So I love how trippy this movie is. It's pretty weird.
If you would have said, I'm going to butcher his name, but like Ralph Brasco, Cool World and...
Ralph Bacci.
Like if you would have said that he directed this movie, I would have believed you.
Yeah, it's trippy as all hell.
Yeah.
It's trippy as hell. It's got a Wizard of Oz kind of feel to it.
Yes, absolutely.
So yeah, like you said, the first scene, it begins with Mario playing the Famicom, the Japanese version of... NES.
You could tell it's like the like maroon and gold controller.
Yeah, yeah. When I found this very weird because Luigi comes in and is like, hey, Mario, it's time for bed or whatever. And Mario's like dazed and like he looks like he's like possessed.
Yes.
And I was like, this is very weird for Nintendo to be like, our product is like a drug that your kids are addicted to. Like it was, I was like, wow, like no one at Nintendo was like, we should maybe, because Luigi's like trying to communicate with Mario. Mario's like, playing game. And he's playing a game that seems similar to like Paperboy.
Either Paperboy or like Earthbound, because the character does look like Ness. The baseball bat. Yeah, the head, it was something, but like it was like kind of like fighting school, you know,
where
it's like school's the enemy, play these video games,
right?
You know,
yeah,
which I guess is also like showing him days like that is kind of like their Surgeon General's warning. It's like, hey, yeah. We kind of have to do this, the government's making us do this, but right, you know,
right. By the way, your kids will be addicted to this. So Princess Peach and a bunch of Mario characters come out of TV into the real world. It's very Tron in this way, too.
Yes.
We were very obsessed at that time with, like, going in and out of virtual worlds.
I think we were very terrified of technology.
Yes.
And that it would consume us, which, I mean...
We still are. I mean, there's a lot of panic right now over AI and AI images and AI art that's all over the internet. And, I mean, I get it. It seems to have blown up really, like, very recently, like, everywhere. And you could tell... You could always tell them, too, because they all... They all have the same gimmick of how they fool you.
Yeah.
They all have like that kind of, what's those cheap old cameras that are plastic that have like just an interesting look to them?
Oh, viewfinders?
No. I'll think of it. Anyway, but by the way, they give this up because when they decide, okay, we're gonna rescue Peach, they don't go into the TV. They just like go out into the world. Like they live in the world of Mario.
Yeah.
Like they find a pipe and they go through a pipe, but are pipes around.
But what happens? You go into one pipe and then the other pipes just disappear because, I don't know, you picked the right one? Or was it like...
I don't know. It's very weird.
Was it like a time-lapse thing and they just disposed of them? And it's like, no, right. This one didn't work. That one didn't work. They had to get the pipe in there somehow.
Right. They had to get the pipe in there. And I guess they really like the idea of a beginning with them coming out of the TV.
Yeah.
But it does not end up being that really at all.
Let's talk about their profession.
Yes.
Not plumbers.
No.
But they still went down a pipe.
They still went down a pipe because they go down a pipe in the game.
Mm. Not plumbers from Brooklyn.
No. Where the fuck are they?
I don't know.
There's like a desert. It feels like they're in the game already. There's like deserts and cacti and...
Somebody mentioned, like, because I was doing, you know, I wanted to get other people's opinions on this as well. Somebody was like, oh, the Japanese at the time probably thought that America was just all, like, Arizona or something.
Oh, that makes sense.
Like, or, like, New Mexico or something.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. They're grocers. They
run bad, like, grocers, too.
They run, well, when you're too busy fantasizing about Princess Peach, the lady comes in looking for makings for a cake, and you give her, like, a broom.
A broom and a boot. And
she's going to be very pissed off.
Very offended.
Yeah. Yeah, so that makes me wonder, where does the plumber thing come from? Is that from the American cartoon?
That's from the original video game. That's from Mario Brothers. Not Super Mario Brothers, Mario Brothers.
Oh, right. Well, I remember, do you remember the commercial for that?
No.
It's a live-action Mario. I think the first live-action Mario. And is it the same guy who from Dunkin' Donuts, the time to make the Donuts
guy?
Oh,
wow.
He's like singing... No. He's playing Luigi, and he's singing Mario, Where Are You? He's like, Mario, where are you? And
I've never
seen
this.
He's like in like, looks like Freddy Krueger's house, like just steam everywhere. And he's like using a wrench to like, we'll have to look at it after. They're plumbers in that. Okay.
Yes.
Well, it makes, right, okay.
Well, I mean, because Mario was the mascot for Nintendo for many things even before this. You had the game Wrecking Crew. He was a character for this. Punch-Out came afterwards, but like...
Right.
You know, he was...
Right, he was the ref in that,
he was the
right?
ref in Punch-Out, so like he was all over the place.
Supposedly...
Many different hats.
I mean, at one point he was a doctor.
Yeah.
I've said this hot take before, I'll say it again. I like Dr. Mario better than Tetris. Come for me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you just like a challenge and...
I love it. I love Dr. Mario. Supposedly Mario was the name of like... the manager of the warehouse, their American warehouse, their first American warehouse was like a dude named Mario, and they were like, oh, we'll call the guy Mario.
Now was this
from Jumpman.
Yeah. Okay, so like this was while the Famicom was being built already and everything. It was like after playing cards.
I think this might have been, I don't know, I'm not sure. Yeah. Well, I read a whole book on the history of Mario. It's like, like a million years ago, there was like playing cards and toys.
Yes.
And then there was some game that they made that was a complete failure. And then they were like, listen, this game's a failure, but we already made too many of these cabinets. Can you make a game just using the exact same hardware and just change the software? And they were like, sure, we'll throw something together. And that was Donkey Kong.
Wow.
And that was huge. And then a Nintendo of America, which really was almost like a different company when it first started. Because it was, the world was not as global. It was not as flat. And like they had all Americans. That's why they would have things like the different part twos or the different looks. Or, you know, NES has that sleek, you know, silver look where Famicom is like trying to sell itself as a computer, like yes. for family. Like, you know what I mean? Anyway, I've completely lost what we were talking about. But once you start talking about NES.
They were in the desert. They were in the desert. They were going down pipes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then.
Mario. So Peach has that like.
That rupee. Jewel. Like, yeah.
So she leaves it. She drops it when she goes back into the TV and Mario picks it up.
Yeah.
And then Luigi sees it and he's licking his chops.
He's already done research on this. He's like, this is a rare jewel. It's from like this area. It costs a lot of money. I'm all about the money, right, but I'm a grocer.
Right.
Probably stealing from the store.
I can't tell you how many uncles I have that are just like Luigi in this movie.
Just a sleazy, swarthy dude.
I'll go on the adventure with you, but it's all about the money for me. So you did speak about his color scheme.
Yes.
This is very weird to me because in early promotional material, he's green.
He's the green guy.
So it's so weird that he's blue. Did you find out why?
Like,
no, I don't know why.
Did somebody just have a stroke in the art department?
I don't know.
Or?
Luigi has a yellow and blue outfit instead of green and blue, but the yellow is where the blue should be, and the blue is where the green should be.
Mm.
It's one of the most, maybe the word jarring is too strong, but it's one of the most jarring things about it. Because you're like, wow, that's weird.
It makes it like the like Bobo version of Mario, you know? Like it's...
right.
Otherwise, we would be... I feel like the way Luigi looks, if he would have just had the green and blue or like the white and green, because like that was more of his color palette in the original one.
Yeah, yeah. Right. He was just a... Player 2 version of Mario.
Yeah.
Just change the colors like you always did.
But if his colors weren't so deviated, I feel like this movie actually would have been a little bit more known. But like,
interesting, yeah.
It kind of like, you know how like
you could have easily passed this off as American.
Yeah.
If it weren't so weird.
Yes. Because like, I mean, like you ever go to like a flea market and like there was like knockoff Power Rangers or something like that? Like that's at face value, that's what this movie looks like because of how Luigi looks.
Yeah, yeah.
And almost exclusively because of how Luigi looks.
Right.
Like, why that decision?
It's a very weird decision. And it's definitely a decision because...
You had the option.
Right. Yeah, and everything else seems pretty faithful. So what made you go not green?
Yeah.
So what they meet the... Yeah, so Luigi's like, oh, yeah, this is from the... Does he say Mushroom Kingdom?
They say the Mushroom Kingdom, or I don't know what he says. I forget what he says, but then when they go see the sage or whatever he is, he doesn't introduce himself
Shazam.
Or anything. I call him Mr. Natural. He looks like the old like comics of Mr. Natural.
Yes,
like,
he does. So,
but like he says the Mushroom Kingdom, and then Luigi says Mushroom Kingdom, also known as the Treasure Kingdom.
Right.
Whatever so, that means. Like, how do you know?
Right.
Like, this seems like something.
I thought
like,
they just came out of a TV.
Yeah.
So you live where there are kingdoms. The dog. The dog has a name. What's the dog's name?
Prince Hal? Or like before
well, that's,
that?
No, before that, the blue dog has a name. Mm. The fuck is his name? It's like weird. They don't even say it that often. What the fuck is it? It's not Doki Doki.
You know what? I'm thinking about this now with Mario and Luigi, like how they made Luigi thin.
Yeah.
Do you think that they based it off of Tony and his brother from Lady and the Tramp?
I'm not that familiar with Lady and Tramp, to be honest with you.
You know, the two Italian guys that sing, this is the night.
Oh,
they
yeah,
have
yeah,
the
yeah.
same type of physicalities. One's a little bit more rotund and one is like lean and tall.
Maybe.
Wow.
The dog's name is Kippa Dingo.
Kippa Dingo?
Kippa Dingo.
No, I don't hear anybody call him that. They would have messed that up. They would have messed it up, not me.
Yeah, Kippa Dingo. Well, first they're like, let's go and find the person who wrote this history book that Luigi has, and then I think Kippa Dingo just strolls into their lives,
and
they chase him or something.
Well, he takes the emerald,
right, and then they end up, they go through a tube, they completely leave their store.
Yeah, for anybody to just walk in and take over,
steal
which
shit.
People do.
So yeah, they meet Mr. Natural, And he gives them a lot of information. He says that you said is from the original book, the booklet that came with the game, that Bowser changed all the people
into bushes and bricks.
Into bushes and bricks.
Which really makes you worried because he does is break bricks.
Right. And also, but then later they say that all the mushroom people were turned into regular mushrooms.
Right.
But Luigi eats a bunch of mushrooms. Did he eat the denizens of the kingdom?
Most likely. I mean, that's why he was like having toxic reactions to it, because it's like you're eating people.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
So you should you shouldn't do that.
Bowser's power set is very weird in this, because like at one point at the end he's like shape-shifting just for Peach's amusement. He's like, I'll become a teddy bear. I'll become a hippo.
Which looks exactly like a pig in drag.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Difference in the translation on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very much like Willy from Fun and Fancy Free. Yeah. With the shape-shifting. It's like, but
yeah.
Why do you even have to do this?
Right,
Just be nice to me.
What a weird power to have. Yeah, just be nice to me.
When is this going to come in use, sir?
Right. Shape-shift into a... I mean, not to be racist against dragons, but if you're really obsessed with Princess Peach and you can shapeshift into a human.
Yeah.
How about that for starters?
No, you know what?
You're a giant dragon.
You got to love him for him.
I mean, that's what I'm not anti-dragon. I'm just saying.
No, you're sounding like you're anti-dragon.
But listen, he's clearly obsessed with her. You think his first move before kidnapping would be... Look at me. I'm a dude. I'm a person. Because clearly, mass does not matter. Because he makes himself into a tiny teddy bear later.
Yeah.
So he can make himself a little guy.
Yeah. But you know what? That wasn't his kidnapping wasn't his first move. In some translations, that whole exposition that Mr. Natural says.
Yeah.
He like in one translation he says that he did propose to her and she turned him down.
Wow.
He loves love.
He thinks he loves her.
Mm.
He's obsessed with her.
Yeah. He doesn't love her. He loves the idea of her.
You bet. And he, despite using magic to change the kingdom, he doesn't seem like he's mean to his turtle people the way he is in some other versions. He seems like not that bad a ruler.
No.
Honestly.
No. Yeah, no. I'd work for him.
Yeah. I mean, when they were
I mean, he's problematic, but you know.
Oh, sure. But like when they're working, when you see inside his castle and they're like the wedding's going on, that end, by the way, is very Princess Bride.
Yes.
The turtles don't look like they're having that bad a time.
No.
He's not, I'm thinking about him in the American cartoon where he was just a dick all the time. He's just such an asshole.
Hitting the Koopa kids. And...
Yeah. Yeah. All the children. Who's their mother?
The Koopa kids are not his children.
I see.
Bowser Jr. is his only child. The Koopalings are just like his generals, more or less.
All right. So then who's Bowser Jr.'s mother?
In Super Mario Sunshine, they say that Princess Toadstool is his mother. She's like, oh, I guess this is true. It ends up not being, but like she kind of goes with it for a little bit. I don't know. I didn't play the game. It was very hard.
That's like in Superman Returns when the little kid ends up being Superman's kid and Lois is like, huh, I don't remember fucking Superman. Like, she should be more freaked out because either he did something really terrible or he erased her memory, which he did in two. But you're like, oh, this is weird.
I mean, I don't want to like repeat what Mallrat said, but that pregnancy had to have been a bear, you know?
Yeah, that's got to be rough.
So she would have remembered something.
At what point Mario gets angry and he turns into a culturally insensitive Mexican man?
Culture is not costume.
He is wearing a poncho and a sombrero and shooting guns.
A costume that's in Super Mario Odyssey.
Yes.
In the Central American level.
Yes.
But this one seems a little bit more stereotypical and not good. I mean, this is 1986 and this is not the United States, so I guess they get a pass. But
yeah.
You know, I'm not one to say.
Yeah.
This wouldn't get canceled because it got forgotten about 30 years ago.
No one gives a shit about this. So the wizard tells Mario he has to find three weapons.
And is he a wizard?
I thought of him as a wizard.
Because that's stereotypical too. He's got a beard. But anyway, sorry, I digress.
Does he do anything magical?
He disappears and turns into a rotten mushroom.
He kind of does that in the 93 movie, right? Remember in the 93 movie, all the fungus were the original?
Was the king.
Yes. Yeah. So the three weapons he has to get are the three power-ups.
Yep.
The mushroom, the star, and the flower, the fire flower.
Correct.
No movie adaptation or cartoon adaptation has ever accurately depicted what the mushroom does, which makes you bigger. In this... Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to ask you before, like, I don't know if this is going to sidetrack, because you mentioned them coming out and everybody looks huge.
Yeah.
Now, in the original game, are you normal size and then you become a giant to match the size
of the turtles? Yeah, I think that's the super. Stuff?
Or do you start off small?
No, I think that's normal. Mm. And then you become super Mario.
So if he just got a mushroom and went back out of the Mushroom Kingdom, they'd be like, look at this 14-foot giant man.
Right. But in this movie, like some of the creatures, like the Hammer Bro looks like too like huge.
Yeah.
Whereas they're even as Super Mario, they're kind of analogous in the game.
Yeah.
And there's always a second Hammer Brother.
Right.
You just have one Hammer Brother. You call him Brother. Why do you call him Hammer Brother? and then some of like the turtles or the tortoises are like, or tortoise. What's the tortoise? Tortellini.
Tortoises.
They're like huge, like the size of cars.
Yeah.
And then in the montage, you see him take the mushroom and become like Godzilla size.
Yes.
Like horrifyingly huge.
Well, Super Mario Brothers 3... This is where it's messing me up now, because there's a whole level in Super Mario Bros. 3 where it's giant world and the sprites are even like three times the size.
Right, right.
So then what?
Then what?
I'm messed up. So yes. So yeah, you become a kaiju version of Mario from that mushroom.
Only in one cutaway moment in a montage. Not anywhere where it would be interesting in the story.
Yeah, he collects all of these in non-useful times.
Right. The montages have interesting information in it that you were like, why don't you focus on this? Yeah. Like, you're montaging the wrong parts of this narrative. So we meet a couple of rambunctious scumbag Goombas that are more tricksters.
Yeah.
Whereas I always thought of Goombas as the most bottom of the barrel villains. You jump on them and they flatten.
Yeah.
And they're usually, I mean, in the... 90s movie, they're dinosaurs because they go with all the dinosaur thing, but they're mindless.
Yes.
But these two are like tricksters. They're like trying to, and one is a female, which I don't know, maybe I'm sexist, maybe I'm racist against Goombas. The female voice coming out of the Goomba threw me. I was like, huh, it's a female Goomba.
That didn't make you feel good, did it?
Am I canceled?
Well, no, you're Italian, you're a Goomba. Like, we're Goombas, right? So, like, I mean, you know, do you call a girl a Goomba?
I don't know.
Or does that make us Goombos?
No, we're Paisanos, we're, you know, what's another? Cheech. I don't know. So
the Goombas.
Yeah, they're fucking around.
I feel the same way. Like, first off, the Goomba is the most deadly video game character because by the numbers, because how many people have just left the Super Mario Brothers one on
and it just and walks that first right one you.
Walks right into you.
Yeah.
So it is the most deadly villain.
Yeah.
However, like just how their brows are designed and everything, like you think that they're just like grumpy people. These two are scamps.
Yeah, yeah.
Mischievous.
They're working for Bowser, but they're tricksters. They're trying to trick Luigi into eating these mushrooms.
Yeah.
Because they're starving.
Yes.
They did not bring any.
Spent a lot of time on that.
Yeah, they very much did. Luigi fantasizes about eating the dog. About
I wouldn't eat that dog. I wouldn't eat Kipadingo.
I mean, I'm glad he didn't. It ended up being a person.
Yeah, but I think Mario wouldn't have minded because you know he was just a royal cockblock.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it is, Mike.
And so Luigi, like, he's like laughing and Mario's like, oh, he ate a laughing mushroom, and it's like, okay, this is trippy. And then he like he eats another one, he's crying, he's like, oh, that was a crying mushroom. And it's like, what the fuck is going on in this movie? Like, what, this movie never decides what mushrooms are, where they come from, or what they do to you.
Did this just turn into a drug PSA or is this a ramen commercial? Like, come on.
Right. like mushrooms are people and not people, but also they are a weapon, but also they used to be people, but also sometimes they are not. And the kingdom is Mushroom Kingdom or Treasure Kingdom because there's just gold in everything.
Yes, absolutely everything. But then there are rocks.
Yeah, which is...
But yeah, I think we're getting a little too ahead of ourselves with that one. But like, it's whatever it wants to be.
So they find a garden and they come in contact with piranha plants. And these are very big too.
Yes.
Mario takes pepper shaker out of his pocket because Italians always walk around with pepper.
You got to walk around with pepper. You don't have your pepper shaker on you?
No, I have it. And he uses it to make the piranha sneeze. They run into one of those fuckers who hangs out in a cloud that drives around the cloud.
The Lakitu.
Yeah. And I like that moment. He throws the things over and they turn into the spiky
yes.
turtles.
But what happened there? Because
he
created a blizzard. And then what caused it to melt? Because
I think Mario got in, hijacked it. Like you can in the game.
Right. Then he conjured the sun, I guess.
Yeah, something like that. Yes. And then it went away, which is fun because that happens in the game.
Can you get into it in the first game? You could definitely get into it in the third game. I don't know if you can jump into it. Yeah, I don't think
you can. That might be another thing that they used.
Yeah.
This is
such
like
an influential game.
It really is. It's like the text.
Yes.
That so much came from it. I mean, all the way up until like...
The Odyssey.
Yeah, really, yeah.
But it just seems like the snow made them go to sleep.
Right.
Like Jack Torrance.
Right. And then
spring came and it broke the spell. What spell? What spell? Like you just had to make a season pass?
Yeah. And like the flowers are there. And that's when we see the mushroom people and we meet Toad, who's like a girl. Doesn't look anything like the American version of Toad, which is like, hey, everybody, I'm Toad. It was like a little... It's a little annoying. Even as a kid, I was like, Toad's fucking annoying.
Well, this was also a weird time because like the only thing that we knew about Toad was just whatever sprite it was at the end of every like, castle level.
Yes.
So it's like we don't know what gender this is. We don't know sure, this could be what Toad is.
Is this where the name Toad comes from?
Maybe.
Because unless it's called Toad in the booklet that comes with the game. It's got to be this, right?
Yeah, but you did never.
Because in 2, they call it Toad.
Yes.
Although even now,
they have today, no name in them. Yeah.
They're not sure if Toad is a character or Toads are a species.
Right.
Because sometimes they say Toads and it just means all the mushroom people.
Yes. I guess there is the one character, but like, is he the just governor of all the Toads or like the.
Or is it Mojo Nixon?
It's Mojo Nixon.
Which is wild. even as a kid, I was like, oh, boy, that was a long walk for this. Why do we even need this? So, the Toads are there, and they look very, like I said, they look very different. They look very anime.
Yeah.
Like, it's very different. Like, the Toads that you're used to, like, they kind of look like their heads are mushrooms, whereas, like, this, they look like just children, but with, like, mushrooms on their heads. Like, yes. Mushroom for hair. The Goombas come back and they trick them into... I forgot. Toad shows up. He gives the flower to Mario. So now he's got the second weapon, the second power-up. He kisses Mario, or she kisses Mario on the cheek, and he acts bashful. We've got another song and montage. At one point, one of these montages, you see a casino, and Luigi goes into it, and then, like, it crumbles. Like, he just broke it down with his pickaxe. Because there's a pickaxe in this.
Yeah, he did a casino heist. There was like an Ocean's 11 in that montage.
But it's like in the walls.
Yeah. Like what? Why even bother? You've been collecting gold this whole time.
Right.
We could have done more plot and not montage for that 3 seconds.
At what point they jump up and hit a block and a bunch of the ramen comes out and they have a nice little Mario ramen.
Because you got to hit the block. You got to hit the block and you got to have the ramen because the ramen's in the game.
Is it?
No.
Sorry, it's late. I would love that ramen. When I was a kid, anything like that. First of all, I had as a kid Mario. I don't know. You're a parent. Tell me if they still do this. Do they still do the thing of it's a plastic plate and a little cup and like a little plastic fork and it's like a little dinner set and it's got like fucking minions on it or some bullshit? Is that a thing that they still do?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I had one for Mario.
Yes.
And it was so old, though, that it had Mario twice and one was just green. So it was pre Luigi.
Oh, okay.
So I love that. I loved, I used to eat a lot of the Ninja Turtles frozen pizza.
Okay.
So I would have loved this ramen.
Yeah, like licensed garbage food.
Yeah, like, oh, like this is Mario's ramen.
That one shitty cereal that just rotated whatever franchise it was.
Right, right, right.
I remember it was a Spider-Man once, and like the corn chips were like just like this really, like I was like eating Chex Mix.
Yeah.
Like, because they were like webs and like they cut my mouth up. It was a bad day.
Yeah, as much as I loved the Ghostbusters as a kid, I could never get into the Ghostbusters cereal. It was just too much puffed wheat or puffed corn. Not enough sweetness.
No. It's got to be all marshmallows.
So the Goombas trick Luigi and Mario into a cave that's guarded by a Hammer brother who is huge. Bowser is... When we see Bowser with the princess, he's like very... I mean, obviously he's an aggressor because he kidnapped her, but he's like very pathetic. He's like, oh, princess, like
oh, sweetie.
Yeah. Sweetie. Yeah, he keeps calling... What does he keep calling her? Like, is it sweetie?
Peach sweetie.
Peach sweetie, yeah.
Peach sweetie.
He like really wants her to like him.
Yeah. But he's like a typical nice guy. Like that. Yeah. What is it called?
Nice guy trademark. TM.
Nice guy trademark. Like, because then it's
yeah,
just
he's
like.
A gaslighter.
Yeah. Once she denies him, then he flips the switch and then he turns into that, you know.
Right.
It's bear like, of a person.
It's like Always Sunny. Like, you know, he kidnapped her. So he wants her to choose him, but she's going to because of the implication.
The implication. It's always the implication. And he's doing it for the skins.
Yes. There's a love ballad. Where, actually, we haven't talked too much about the music.
The music is amazing.
You're a music maestro, virtuoso. Let's talk about the music.
I don't know if the Grammys are in Japan, but like I think this swept the 1986 Grammys. But I mean,
You laugh. I believe the soundtrack to this was popular.
It seems like it is. Like I've only listened to the Japanese versions of these on YouTube because my sons were singing all of the songs.
Nice.
I mean, all of the songs. It seems like, are you familiar with the works of Wesley Willis?
No.
So Wesley Willis was, I think he was on Howard Stern a couple of times. He was paranoid schizophrenic. He had one song, like he had one song on a keyboard that was preset, but he had hundreds of songs, but it was that same preset.
Uh-huh.
And then he would just talk about a different topic. All the time. Like he had like one about Batman. He had one about rock and roll McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
And like he would say in the same melody, just different things. And he would describe stuff. This seemed like the Wesley Willis version of all those. Listen to it. Like it's a treat if you listen to him. But the English dub versions of it make it so much more fun because they sound like shitty karaoke English versions of the songs.
Yes.
I'm not going to sing any of it. Like anybody who's listening to this, just watch the movie, but really just fast forward to the music. If you're not going to watch any part of the movie, listen to the music because, yeah, they do all the songs from the games. I think they make a point to try to get everything in there.
Yeah.
But there's only 4 or 5 like sound bits that you could do for an hour movie. So you got some 80s Japanese pop going in there, babe.
Yeah, like and the some of the lyrics are like, I'm the king of rock and roll or something like that.
I am the king of rock and roll. Dookie dookie do it. Like there's like 3 different songs.
Yeah. It's
Oh, I love you, girl.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of montages, a lot of songs. There's a love ballad where Mario is imagining himself in formal wear, dressing, like dancing with Peach.
Another costume from Mario Odyssey.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So true. So Luigi digs them out of that cave.
Very conveniently. Like he could have done that in the first place.
As you said before, Luigi's bag of gold turns into a bag of rocks. Mm. I don't know. And he's like, fuck these rocks. And he's dumping them. But then the star... How was the star in there? The star comes out, falls out and into the water. So Mario jumps into the water and we have the water theme.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks kind of like a water level. You see one of those white
The
squid.
Bloopers.
Yeah.
And boy, does that look horrifying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Terrible.
You think that it's just like a little pain in the ass in the games, but this it's like, oh, this is a Kraken.
Yeah. And then they find the shipwreck ship at the bottom of the sea. Which, when it flies, it reminds me of Koopa's flying ship in Mario 3. But in the bottom of the sea, that's like, you've seen that in games. like the ship at the bottom of the sea. Wasn't that in 64?
Yes. Yes. Dire, Dire Docks. When the eel comes out.
Oh, that fucking eel. That eel is back because I watched a ride run through of the Mario Dark Ride in Universal.
Okay.
And the eel is in it.
Oh, man. That eel is horrifying.
Well, it's because it was so pixelated. It was so like early CG. It's just terrifying.
Well, it had the dead eyes too. Dead eyes and the sharp teeth. And I was like, I'm not going to get that star.
That star on his tail.
Yeah.
That you had to go for. Oh.
And it snaps at you right before like you lure it out.
Horrifying. No,
hated it.
Horrifying. Well, I'm the kind of person that, I forget what it's called, but I have like phobia of the ocean. Like that's where monsters live. No, thank you.
Mm.
No, I don't ever want to be.
A lot of the unknown.
Yeah, I don't want to be
Let's
in the
just
ocean
call it either. Hydrophobia. It sounds smart, but I'm not going to confirm it.
The star like is in a clam. So to distract the clam, Mario dresses up like a pretty ballerina.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
It
and the,
this movie would not be suitable for this year.
No. So they have all three weapons, they get on the flying boat, they fly to Koopa's castle. He shoots at them and they like, well, first of all, Mario destroys the boat by fucking around on the fucking wheel. Like they're there. They're headed towards the castle. And Mario's like, let's get there. And he starts fucking around on the wheel and then they start spinning and it's just, and they're like, well, you fucked this up.
Couple of things with the physics.
Yeah.
Okay. So first off, Luigi panics because he's like, oh, I forgot I don't know how to swim. But it doesn't matter anyway because, like, look, I know that there's no air limit in the video games.
Yeah.
But let's have just like some belief that you cannot breathe or talk or play music underwater.
Right.
Like, what's the point for water anyway,
right,
then, if that's the case?
Or blow sails underwater somehow make the ship move.
I could barely blow birthday candles out. Like, what?
Right.
I mean, this is a real Super Mario, you know?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Does he still have the mushroom power at this point? Is this the power of the star? Because I don't even remember him using the star power.
At the very end, he uses it and
doesn't even need it anyway. He just chucks
power. You hear the star. Dun, 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 dun. But he doesn't flash colors. He just gets, I guess, more powerful. Like he that's when he jumps on Bowser and starts like punching him and beating the shit out of him.
He's super duper Mario.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, it's the power ups are very
You'd think they would be essential to the plot, but they're really not needed.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Although they are like the MacGuffin of you have to find all three.
Yeah.
There's a lot in this movie of like legends and it was written bullshit.
Right.
Like even like Peach being like, oh yeah, I got this blue crystal when I was a child and the legend has it I'll meet someone else with a blue crystal and we'll get married. It's like, what legend? Who gave this to you?
But Princess Toadstool in the 93 movie also has a crystal and that's the gateway into the other world.
Right. Because then Fiona Shaw steals it and then puts it in.
And then turns into a skeleton.
And then turns into a skeleton.
Or a fossil, whatever. But yeah. Like, okay, so something, we got something going on with the crystals.
Yeah. There's a Wilhelm scream.
There is when the
they fall.
They shoot the cannon to the
yeah.
Nice touch. Like
yeah. I was like, oh, that's very good. So Bowser, when Mario shows up, Bowser's like, oh, fuck this wedding, and
he flips the switch,
and
now he's pissed.
Yeah, and he goes into a tunnel, and now it looks like the game, even like you see like a side, like a POV of the side, like a side scroller, and yes, it looks like the castle level of the game, which is pretty cool
because you got those flame ball sticks.
Yeah,
called. And I like what they're doing in the new movie. Because it's like an obstacle course, and those are kind of like the like most extreme elimination things knocking them down.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a nice little touch. But anyway.
Well, in that clip that they released, Mario at one point is like, oh, I'm jumping on these blocks that are just floating in air, which, you know, I'm glad that they figured that out. You at some point, you have to make decisions of like, what are these things really?
You got to be careful with that, though. Like, it looks like they did it and they did it right because it's like people do want to see that. But I remember there was another episode we did about video game adaptations.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it doesn't work. Like, they tried to do that with the Doom movie and House of the Dead, where you go into the first person mode and it's like, oh, this is actually shitty.
Right.
So, like, if you want to do that much with the game,
you
got to be careful. Yeah, this game or this movie was like, okay, you know what? We're going to go for broke and we haven't done the side-scroller thing yet and we're going to do it.
Yeah, they hold off on it.
Yeah.
And then they finally do it. Though actually, it's very cool. You see things coming out of the wall and like creating obstacles for them. And then you see the side scroll like, oh, I guess that's what it's supposed to be like.
Yeah.
And then he gets to like lava with the flame balls shooting up at him.
Yeah.
And then Luigi, again, fucking around, he uses his pickaxe to like hit the wall and he floods the tunnel and the water puts out lava. Can lava be put out like it's fire?
It I think it solidifies, doesn't it?
That's not what happens. It becomes a lovely Japanese steam bath because you see Luigi in it and he's got like a sake and he's like, oh, this is a lovely bath. They do a lot of bits of like just, yeah, just like a lot of just sight gags.
That's when you realize like, oh, wait, no, I am watching an anime, you know?
Right, right. It's funny. This is the kind of movie where like I'm watching it and then I go and take a note. And then as I'm writing the note, I'm like, what am I saying? This makes no sense. Like while I'm watching, okay, I can't, like while I'm watching it, it's like, okay, I understand. And then I go to write like the water puts out the lava and then they're swimming in it. What is anything in this
what
movie?
What is Japan?
What is anything in this movie? Bowser puts the wedding ring on Peach, but it's so big, it's like a bracelet on her, which again makes me think about the sex between them and how violent it would be.
Horrifying. Horrifying yeah. Stuff.
The castle crumbles. Bowser gets mad and does fire breath at Mario. Kippa-Dingo bites his nose for no reason at this point. The sprinkles appear and Mario just stops for a little bit of rice.
You got to make that money.
Yeah.
That's what, like you look at this stuff and you're like, wasn't Akira made like 2 years later?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, the budget on this is gotta be little, but let me say some nice things about it because I first of all, I did enjoy it just from the animation point of view. It's gorgeous to look at. And it also has like a bespoke quality because it's cheap for sure, but it's not like the kind of cheap that a TV show would be where they're recycling elements. Like everything is clearly a one and done deal. Yeah. Like this was made to be a one movie.
Yes.
So like it has that hand crafted feel to it. And some of it really is gorgeous.
Mm. And you know, they didn't start making it until after the success of the game. So like, right. You like, what was this? 8 months maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I genuinely like this movie a lot.
My kids love it. And I've watched it 4 times this week. Nice. Just because. And you know what? Once would have been enough for me.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that in a negative way, but like just like who's got the time now?
Yeah.
But, you know, kids get like really feverish into watching anything. Sure. So, oh, man. And I'm still finding things because that's the thing.
It's like Citizen Kane.
Yes. It goes Citizen Kane, then this movie. Yeah. So it does, even though there's a lot of time wasted on montages, yeah. But I think it's advancing to the next level.
Yeah.
There's a lot of blink and you'll miss type of things. Like you said the thing about the sauna.
Yeah.
That's a split second.
Right.
I think the first time I watched it, I was like dozing off because it was like 10 o'clock at night. And I, right. You know.
You also have to have the cultural knowledge to see that little bottle in the water and realize that's supposed to be sake.
Right.
And he's having a sake with it. Like that, like as
a sake and a schwitz.
Right. Yeah. Like that, like, and he's like, oh, this is a lovely bath. Like that's a Japanese thing. Like maybe a Japanese kid would be like, oh, I know that.
I just love the joke of it's like, here he is lounging around. His brother is having the fight of his life.
Right.
And, you know, this is just a Sunday.
He's proven he does not give a shit at all.
Does not give a shit.
Because where is he in the final fight at all? You don't even see him.
Having a sake and a schwitz.
Yeah. He's completely.
He's an asshole.
He's scumbag.
That's why he's more Wario than Luigi.
You're right. You're right. So at one point, Peach is like, I'll marry you. I'll marry you, Bowser, if you leave Mario alone. Which is
why does she care so much?
Who knows?
She wouldn't do that for her constituents. Constituents.
Right. I know. Like you, like keep the peace of the kingdoms.
And, yeah.
No,
this random guy I saw on a TV once.
Yeah, I saw on a TV once. Yeah. So he takes the star. He beats the shit out of him. He like in the end of Mario 64, and then other Odyssey after it. Not Odyssey. Galaxy after it. He grabs Bowser by the tail and spins him and throws him.
Yeah.
And that's how he defeats him. The again, we have like a one of these images of like, now there's flowers and it's like, oh, the spell broke. And it's like, what? Where are we? And we see Peach's castle,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't look like it ends up looking later. But it is a castle because there's no in the original game. Are those castles all supposed to be Bowser's? Or are they also
there's a lot of castles.
Yeah, but they're all menacing. None of them seem like nice.
No.
So they look more like fortresses. Yeah,
I'm trying
to figure out is whether this can count as the first time we've seen her pretty castle.
Maybe, but if we're to assume that he's invading, then...
But
then
it's not there at all. It appears from nothing after the quote-unquote spell is broken.
But let's talk about invasions real quick.
Okay.
I'm going to get serious for a second.
Sure, please.
What is Princess Toadstool as far as a species or a race or anything?
I believe she's human.
Okay, so what are the toads that she leads?
Well...
There's some colonialism going on here.
Yeah, yeah. Right. They should have a toad leader.
They should have a toad leader. Well, they have Toad.
Right.
But which they're all named Toad.
Right. But often Toad is like her lackey.
But who the hell is she to lead these people?
Right. Why are you a human leader of...
Where did she come from?
Mushroom people.
Where did she go? Where'd she come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
She's a colonizer.
She's a colonizer.
Yeah. She's an American. She went through the TV.
She's just as bad as Bowser. You know what?
But more attractive. Justice for Bowser. But more attractive, and I guess she gets away with it.
Who's to say?
She gets away with it.
I don't know. You say that she's more attractive than Bowser, I'll give you Bowsette. And if you don't know who that is, people who do know who that is, you need Jesus in your life.
Yeah. So the dog turns into the prince, and he's got like blue hair.
He's just a dandy boy.
Yeah, he's just got the page boy, and he's like, we're going to get married in Mario. Mario faints, but then he says while crying, I'm just happy you're happy, which is deep.
So much emotional investment into somebody you met yesterday.
He really wanted her. It's funny, his...
Gets lonely at that grocery store.
You bet it does, but you got your fucking brother there. At the end, who I call the wizard, but whatever, he says... He does the same thing that happens at the end of the 93 movie with the newscaster. He says they'll go down in history as the Super Mario Brothers. And that's the end of our film.
No, and then they walk back to everything that yes. They hit the rewind.
Yes. And over then, the credits.
And then what happens? There's a little tag after the credits.
Oh, really? What's the tag?
The woman who leaves the grocery store so angry comes back to the grocery store.
Right.
And who's working there but King Koopa?
Right. So, what sense does that make at all?
Oh, now they're all friends.
Now you work for me.
Exactly. Oh, man. Ooh. Just like how Peach and the Toadstools.
Well, they were both cucked. You know what I mean?
Super Cuck Brothers. That's what that is.
They're like. Well, I was gonna say,
who the hell is Prince Hal? Because he's got a rock on his chest. That's why. Like, right. They gotta, right. Like, oh.
Why? Who turned him into a dog? Why was he a dog?
I mean, I would want to say Bowser, but I mean, he seemed like he didn't even know who he was.
But why? why anything?
Anyway. Why this movie?
It's a trippy, trippy movie, but your kids love it.
Doki Doki Do It.
just you know what? Clear your mind and Doki Doki Do It. That's all.
All this being said, and as much as I don't even want to say like shitting on, because I feel like we celebrated this.
Yes.
Of the current Mario movies out right now,
yes,
as of January of 2023. I know we have April coming up.
Yeah.
But currently, this is the best Mario movie. Subjectively speaking.
I'm trying to think if I can agree. You know that the 93 movie has a very special place in my heart.
Yes.
And
it's Blade Runner 2, the real Blade Runner 2, not 2049.
Right. I did a whole episode on it. It's just so bizarre. I mean, this is much closer to the game. Mm. You know, as much as I watched the American cartoon, I like this better than the American cartoon because this at least does what it does. Maybe I'm just have a weird memory, but I feel like every episode of the American cartoon was just some American genre that they parody. Like, now we're in a Western. Now they're gangsters. Like, it was like, you've got so much to work with here in Mario.
Yes.
Why are you making this other parody?
I guess I didn't believe that they had the source material, where it's like, this goes to show that you could fill an hour. Let's 45 minutes.
Sure.
You could fill 45 minutes with just running from left to right.
Yeah.
Going underwater, climbing up a vine, and that's really it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm a little upset about that they didn't do? Have Bowser stand on a bridge and him just cut the rope and have him fall into lava.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad that they did the Mario 64 defeat for him.
Yeah.
But,
like one of the most iconic things is cutting out the drawbridge.
You're right.
Missed opportunity.
And it's such a iconic video game moment because it's easy, but it's a dare.
Yeah.
Because there's the big bad guy. He's throwing axes at you. He's much bigger than you. Do you have the guts to just jump over him?
Yeah. Jump or just run straight, try to just not get squashed.
Yeah.
Because you've been the one doing the squashing.
Yeah.
But now it's his turn.
You're damn right. So this has been our discussion on Super Mario Bros. The Great Mission to Rescue Princess Peach. It's fucking good. I'm glad your kids like it. Are your kids excited about the new movie?
Yes, they are.
I know you're a Mario Nintendo guy. Do they play anything? Have you played anything with them? What's their understanding of Mario?
They have gotten very energetic lately.
Uh-huh.
They've had pajamas.
Yeah.
And my brother got them a... This was the gateway, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Last Christmas, my brother got them Bowser's Castle Hot Wheel set. So it's like
nice.
Mario Kart and Hot Wheels have combined.
Sure.
And it's beautiful. So they have Bowser's Castle Hot Wheel set. And like they're aware that it's a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like Henry, once in a while, before, you know, I was always worried for them to get obsessed with video gaming this early. But I tried to do like the gatekeeping thing of like, well, you can't play part two until you play part one.
And yeah,
you can't
play.
And it's like, it's not fun that way. It's like,
right.
It's just me trying to impress people or something. Whatever. So
whereas when we were kids, I don't know how your parents were, but my parents could not give a shit about any of this.
No, I was not.
My parents played Tetris. That's it.
Which, I mean, you as a Dr. Mario fan, that was sacrilege.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe I love Dr. Mario as a way of rebelling even now.
Maybe you just didn't want the communists to win. And that's,
I know.
But so we had the Hot Wheels track and I was like, do you want to see this in the video game? So I had Mario Kart 8. So they got obsessed with Mario Kart.
Nice.
But they don't know how to do it. So they keep on falling off tracks and stuff. And they're laughing their asses off.
All right, so they're enjoying themselves.
But they're enjoying themselves. But here comes old dad. Like, here, let me show you. And oh, man, the animal instinct comes out. Like, where it's like, ah!
You know, you ruined the fun.
I'm ruining the fun. So it's like, oh.
You're not doing it correctly, son.
But yeah, exactly. Like, I try my best not to do because it's like, let them enjoy it and let them figure it out the way. But I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
I have so many lives. Like, I have like 300 extra lives that I have gotten from this game, and you have gone through all of them just because you want to laugh and fall into a pit of lava.
Do you think they're ever going to get to a point, or we'll get there soon, where they play against each other and it leads to physical altercations?
Absolutely. It's already starting, and it's not even like it's just from taking turns.
I mean,
but you mean like just like playing like Smash Brothers or something? And
well, you know, why do you keep winning and then you fight in real life?
Yeah, I did it with my brother, and
I did it with my brother as well.
It's a rite of passage.
Yeah,
but yes, they are currently like to play Mario. I've shown them Odyssey. I've shown them Mario 3D Land.
When will you be showing them the 93 film?
Tomorrow. Yeah,
they might like it.
They must know about it.
And then while your kids are watching it, lean in and be like, you know, the guy playing Mario, he was drunk the entire time they made this movie. He really didn't want to do it.
He broke his arm in a car accident because he was so drunk.
You could see the shot where he breaks his arm.
Luigi was in Encanto. He was Bruno.
Yeah, they're like, oh, all right, you're speaking our language.
You know, Henry is really into voice actors. He keeps on, he's like, who does the voice of this? Who does the voice of that? Because, like, you know,
be like, look it up on IMDb, kid.
Right? He's going to be the IMDb kid.
This has been PCMC. I'm Mike Bongiorno. I was joined today by my paisan, Bill Gagliardi. Bill, thank you so much for being here.
Just one more thing. I'm very upset that from the 1986 movie that Charles Martinet did not do the voice acting in this.
I know. When did he jump into the, was it 64?
Yep.
So it's so funny that he's so iconically like related to the series because he also does it. He's like the whitest white guy.
Yes.
But he does like an Italian accent. Whereas Mario's always depicted, even in this kinda, they're trying to be like a Brooklyn. New York accent.
Brooklyn from New Mexico.
Yeah. Well, we end every episode by saying,
go bye-bye.